Hi, this is Antonia Montoya, and I just wanted to do something we haven't done in a while, which is share a gratitude walk with you. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and go for a walk myself and take you through these steps. And whether you can walk with me when you're playing this or just listening in, we can share that healing and communing with nature and the gratitude that emerges. So, here I go. I'm going to walk out my front door. It's sunny where I am. It's a really beautiful fall day. And sunny and warm now in the middle of the day. And I'm grateful for the feeling of the sun on my skin because it's really cold in my house. And the first thing I'm doing is walking over to my rosemary plant that I have planted here and smelling that strong smell of rosemary. Thank you, rosemary. I've been trying to get these rosemary bushes to thrive. They do really well here, and I use them for some of my healing work that I do. And so giving the plants that love and attention is really important. Well, I'm going to go ahead and start in on the walk. But before I go out into the street, what I want to do is just really connect with the intention of gratitude. So what I'm going to do is I'm putting my hand on my heart and taking a couple of deep breaths with my eyes closed. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to just head out. And what I like to do for these gratitude walks is really just be present. Noticing, using my eyes and ears and just all my senses really to take in the world. So I'm just going to share with you some of the things that are emerging for me as I walk. I'm grateful for these roses. My neighbor is an incredible gardener. And she just, I mean, here we are in November, or almost November, and her roses are still thriving. So many colors I see. Like a peachish yellow. It's like a yellow rose with the tips are peach or pink. And then I see a salmon and a red and white. And then a pink. I'm grateful for how quiet my street is, even here in the middle of the day. There's not much going on. There's not a lot of noise, not a lot of traffic. You know, this is why this is so such a beautiful practice. I literally had not noticed yet these leaves that are these trees that are already changing their leaves, turning yellow right here on my street. I drive by this every day. And there's two right across the street from each other. There's something about walking, getting closer without that barrier of steel from our cars to really see the world and appreciate it. Ah, I'm so grateful for those leaves and for the coming of fall. I going to go a different way than I normally go, just because I think it'll get me more present. Getting out of that routine is so important a lot of times when we're trying to have a different perspective. Just like the driving the car, getting out of the car and walking, you see different things. I think even taking a different route or breaking any sort of habits can help us to see the world with new light, new eyes. I just looked left and saw the mountains in the east. I'm grateful that I could see the mountains from my neighborhood. I'm in the valley, and so you don't always get to see because you're lower, and so it's blocked, the horizon, and the mountains are usually blocked by the houses. So I'm really grateful that in certain parts of my neighborhood and even in certain parts of my backyard, I'm able to see the mountains. They're that reminder of the big, abundant, beautiful, bountiful nature. Because although we have nature all around us with trees and plants and all sorts of different things, there's like a wildness and abundance and bigness of the mountains that can't be contained or moved or anything like that. It's funny because I could still smell that rosemary. I touched it with my fingers, and as I'm walking, I could still smell, like, that's the predominant smell I still smell. The wind is blowing. Hopefully it's not too noisy for you. The wind is blowing through my hair, across my skin. But it's not like a big wind. It's just a nice light breeze. I'm grateful for that. You know, wind is one of those things I have a hard time being grateful for. When it's a light breeze like that, I love it. But when it's like a bigger, more powerful, gusty wind or continual wind, I often am not grateful for that. And you know what? That's okay. I always have to remind myself that I don't have to be grateful for everything in the world, every experience. Because as long as I'm not attached to it, I let it go and the next opportunity comes to be grateful. And you know, sometimes I am grateful for the wind. So keeping that, like, letting go of the attachment one way or another is really powerful for a gratitude practice. Letting yourself off the hook, you don't always have to be grateful. But also being open to the possibility that you might be. As I walk, I'm thinking about, or I hadn't been thinking about this, but just now I realized that I couldn't do this walk without a healthy body. My body is able to move, carry my weight. My feet are balancing me. My legs are strong and keeping me upright. My core is really, I guess, the work that's keeping me upright. My legs are keeping me moving. And as I'm doing this, I'm breathing in that oxygen. And with every breath taking in that oxygen, it's oxygenating all of my cells and my body. That oxygen, as we all know, is necessary for our survival. The blood is pumping that oxygen through to my brain so I can continue to think straight and talk to you guys, and so that I can survive and thrive. And I can see, I'm grateful for the gift of sight, that I can see as I walk. take in all of this beauty. Take in these leaves that are changing. These beautiful roses. I'm in front of some more roses. A butterfly just flew past me. I could see all of that. A lot of times it's not until we lose something or have a threat of losing something that we really are grateful for it. But in moments like this, if we're really tuned in, we can acknowledge the gift of these things while we still have them, such as our sight, such as our health, our body's ability to move, and all the things that we're just talking about. I'm grateful for all of that. I'm grateful to hear. To taste, to smell. And you know, the other sense is your sense of touch, right? The feeling. The way I like to word that is feeling with my skin. Because touch implies that it's only with your hands, like you're touching something. But anytime we're feeling the sun on my skin is feeling as well, or that sense of touch. So grateful for that. I take in so much information of my world through that. But also, when we talk about feeling, what about the other meaning of feeling? There's so much there. I'm a very analytical type person and can definitely be in my head a lot. But in the last few years, I've been a lot more connected with my emotions. And it's such a beautiful way of experiencing the world as well. Noticing the emotions that are alive in us at any given time. And also, just like the gratitude I was talking about before, not being attached to our emotions, whether they're positive or negative, releasing them, letting them go. My sister's boyfriend always uses the metaphor of that our emotions are a passing cloud. So they're here and we're noticing them, and they might feel big and constant, but then even a split second later, they've completely changed. They've changed shape. Maybe it's still the same emotion, but it might feel different in our body. Or maybe that emotion is completely transformed into something else. So I love this practice too of letting go of the emotion. Experiencing it, acknowledging it, accepting it, being grateful for it, and letting it go. So that way we're not trying to hold on to a passing cloud, right? Which is obviously impossible. But, you know, for me, that was one of the aha moments I had with my gratitude practice, is that I wasn't acknowledging gratitude as an emotion that is as transformative or constantly changing as passing clouds. So I would try to hold on to it. Like I would kind of beat myself up. Like I'm grateful in one moment, and then the next moment I'm like irritable or something and complaining. So what I was doing in those moments was holding on to the gratitude and judging that it was like slipping from my fingers. Like I'm like holding on to this cloud. Attempting to hold on to a cloud and getting upset because it's gone and I can't hold on to it. So what a beautiful lesson that is for us to know that whether it's positive or negative, all we have to do is notice and let it go. And the noticing, just letting it be, you know, just noticing as it is, like with curiosity, not with judgment, like, oh gosh, I'm this or I'm that, or I'm feeling this or that. just noticing without that judgment, accepting it, so we can let it go. I'm walking now off the road on the side of the road, and where I am, I don't have a lot of sidewalks here. There's a some, but there's just dirt on the side of the road. Some weeds. I'm stepping over weeds. But I like that feeling of just dirt under my feet. Or a better way of wording it, instead of dirt, is earth under my feet more directly, instead of a layer of pavement in between. And look, as I was saying that, now I'm in a space where there's sidewalks and there is no more earth under my feet directly. So that's another reminder of appreciating things as they are there, like when they are there. Because, you know, our circumstances change. And if we can acknowledge with gratitude what they are in any given moment, then we have that. We have that to appreciate when it's alive, and when it's alive in us and for us, instead of waiting until it's not there and then saying, oh, remember when, and being nostalgic. We could be present and grateful, and then grateful for what we have right now, which might be different. I love these little lessons that come out in a walk like this. So I'm nearing the end of my walk, and I just wanted to take some time to slow down. I'm actually going to stop up here. Take a couple of deep breaths. Slow down. Now walk really slow if you are walking. If you're not walking, if you're just listening, just whatever you're doing, just slow down. Go kind of ridiculously slow. Noticing every little detail. So for me, I'm noticing the feel of my feet as they come in contact with the road. Noticing that tiny little bits of pressure as they move or on my foot. From the back, from my heel towards the toe. And again, I'm so grateful for my feet. And take a couple more deep breaths. I'm going back to my normal pace. And as I return here to my yard, to my house, I'm noticing my house. I'm so very grateful that I own a home. I know not everyone has that privilege, and I don't want to ever forget that that is a privilege and how grateful I am for it. I'm opening my mailbox. Nope, no mail. But I am grateful that we get mail and that it just arrives. Even if it's bills, whatever. I mean, the fact that that service is available to us is pretty darn amazing. And my dogs are barking to greet me. Welcome me home. Take a couple deep breaths. Thank you. Thank you for taking this walk with me. Hope you have a beautiful day.